is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Thursdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter. They're one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in West Michigan, but service the entire state and coast to coast. You can find out more at beancarter.com. They can help your business now. That's beancarter.com. Thursdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Bean Carter.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number two with Superfly Hayes on the only statewide syndicated afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Inside this hour, we'll continue our journey all around the state, talking with D2 head football coaches from the GLIAC, the SEC of Division II football. Later on, Matt Mitchell, head football coach at Grand Valley State, will join us. Brian Brady from Saginaw Valley State. Before we're done, Leonard Haynes from Northwood. Steve Olson from Michigan Tech in the UP. Are they expecting snow for their season opener? I love our affiliate WMPL, Houghton Hancock Calumet, Greek in the Morning. AM 920 and 107.3, the simulcast in Houghton, Hancock, Calumet, and Copper Country. You can join in 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000. Jim Comproni, SpartanMeg.com, did join us about an hour ago. The story broke late this afternoon. Bill Beekman stepped down as Michigan State Athletic Director. National search is underway. I do wonder, former CMU and current Arizona AD Dave Hickey, could he be the guy, or will they keep it internal so Izzo and Mel Tucker don't have to reconnect to a new AD and they take somebody currently inside the Michigan State family? We'll keep you up to date. You can follow everything at SpartanMeg.com. And shocking news from the world of soccer, a gentleman who has 241 million Instagram followers, Messi, because of money limits, did not re-sign with Barcelona, and welcome to the greatest bidding war ever. Will he end up at PSG and Paris? Probably English Premier League, or could he shock the world? You want to make the MLS bigger than life? Have Messi come to Miami. Let me introduce you to my little friends. So, yeah, I assume it'll be English Premier League, PSG. Those guys will do like transfer money for like $400 million. We think, you know, someone gets a big deal, which like Mahomes got a half a billion, it's a big deal. Oh, Steph Curry only signed for $215 million. What a steal. Oh, that guy must be on his way out. He only got a one-year, $2 million deal. How many of you want a one-year, $2 million deal? Speaking of that, that might be the number that Matt Mitchell makes as head coach at Grand Valley State University. I'm not sure. He doesn't have to disclose private information. But he joins us live on the Meyer guest line, heads up their talented Laker football program. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great, Huge. Appreciate having me on. I'd take $200 million in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so would I.
Do it.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes is like, he's such a laid-back guy, non-pretentious with that half a billion dollar contract with the Chiefs. Hey, I'll get your thoughts on Grand Valley in a moment. Just as a coach, what's your take on Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, since they've hired him?
I mean, he's bringing a different edge. I mean, all I've really seen is the press conferences, so don't have a lot to go on other than that. I mean, it's, I guess part of professional sports is the entertainment piece, and he's bringing that to the press conferences and trying to ignite it. You know, I guess maybe the one thing is he says he's, you know, going to be tough physical, run a very physical football team. And, you know, I think you have to walk a fine line as a professional coach on that. I think that you're hearing some stuff out of Giants camps with their head coach, Joe Judge, who, you know, is kind of probably pushing him a little too much. Some guys are retiring. But, you know, you like the physicality. He's got to make sure that the players are bought into it. You don't have a lot of internal issues, because I think sometimes NFL players have a certain expectation as to the physicality of camp and just getting to a season with 16 weeks. They don't want things to be super physical, and he's trying to establish identity. So probably just all about how much buy-in he's got with the guys on that front. So who knows about the scheme and all the players and stuff like that, but it's entertaining at this point in time.
Matt Mitchell, head football coach at Grand Valley State University, joining us from Allendale, Michigan, on the Meyer guest line. Name, image, likeness. The realignment of Oklahoma, Texas on their way to the SEC, the future of D1 college football. I don't know how much of this. I don't think there's been some realignment in the Midwest with D2 schools. What's the trickle-down effect from realignment with D1 and name, image, and likeness, if there's any, to D2 schools like you?
Well, I think you have two separate things here on the table. I mean, one, when you talk about the realignment of conferences, that's just all about money. And, you know, the SEC is trying to turn into a super conference, because the more marquee colleges that are part of that conference, the more they can charge for television rights and endorsements, things like that. It certainly feels like there's going to be two Division Ones. There's going to be the Division One that's comprised of the people that can draw all the money. And then there's going to be another Division One that is going to be comprised of the people that need those guarantee games to keep their athletic departments afloat. I think it's going to be really interesting to see even what happens with the MAC. I feel like the MAC is in a little bit of a middle ground right now. Maybe potentially some programs, whether it's a Toledo or a Western, can try to compete with the highest levels, and then there's others, I don't know if they can. So what that means for Division II, you know, I guess I'm concerned about Division II. It feels like we're in a kind of a weird spot. More institutions probably are going towards the Division III model, which is that, you know, they're there for academics, and a part of their experience is playing athletics too, but there's really not a lot of money put into it. There's not a lot of scholarship funds. Whereas, you know, with Division II, it's just a little bit of an odd space that way, especially when you have a super conference. I feel like the ceiling huge is really going up, and the floor is consistent with a lot of Division III schools. The schools are in the middle. It's a really interesting times, you know, and athletic departments that are running at deficits. I think it's going to be interesting. The separate issue, as you mentioned, the name, image, and likeness, I think that has to do with the pendulum swinging back for student-athlete rights. For so long, they were bound to institutions and, you know, couldn't really have much freedom for flexibility of movement or outside income or anything. And it got to be a little bit of a conflict, probably, because you had, you know, head football coaches that were making millions of dollars. And, you know, so I think the pendulum is swinging back in an appropriate fashion. It does create a lot of challenges for coaches, especially with locker rooms, when some of your marquee players are making potentially six figures and other guys aren't. But, you know, as I've said on your show before, guys that are in the highest level Division I coaching that are making $3-5 million a year, I mean, they get paid for headaches, and they are responsible for navigating some of the NLI and what's going to happen that way. So I don't mind it at all, because I think for a long time the student-athlete rights were really suppressed, and I think we're getting back toward a little bit of the middle. But my experience, too, the pendulum always swings a little bit to overreact before it balances up. It'll be interesting to see what else happens with student-athletes' rights.
The pendulum... people always overreact, and then things settle down. That seems to fit everything. in life today in our country, on and off the field. Matt Mitchell, head football coach at Grand Valley State, joining us. What about when you look at D2 now? What's D2's future? Because, again, it's a separate issue with D1 and the money grab and the power conferences, and it used to be the Power 5, and who knows, it may end up being the Power 2 or 3. Where's D2 at right now? What's its future?
Well, I mean, you know, for me, I think it's the short term and the long term. Again, like I said, most things are lie, short term, long term. Short term, you know, 21, I think we're excited to be back to participating. I still think this Delta variant is going to create, some issues in regards to still going to be protocols in place if you're not vaccinated for testing before the game, and you might lose players, et cetera. But, you know, I think we feel good about where the GLIAC's at here in 21 and also the postseason structure with the playoffs. And we didn't have any of that last year within Division II, and so it's good to be back with that. Obviously, if you have your, if you know anything about Division II in the state of Michigan, it is concerning that our league, that teams are leaving. Northwood announced this is their last year in the league, and they're going down to the state of Ohio to join some other schools that are in Ohio. So we're going to be left after the season with just 7 football-playing schools and 6 games, and that's a concern. But only having 6 contests, and I'm trying to fill 11 contests, that's extremely challenging as we move into 22 and beyond. And so even with our landscape here in Michigan, we are now just a Michigan-based league, which is not a bad thing, but we don't have enough membership to fulfill full schedule. So I think there are some concerns as we start to move forward, like what does that look like? Because I don't think having, 6 games on the schedule and 7 league schools for football is very sustainable. So I think there's some things that have to be addressed for the GLIAC. The GLIAC used to be a 16-team conference, used to be a very robust conference, and now we're down to 7. And, what does the future of GLIAC football look like? And obviously Grand Valley is a big part of that, and it'll go part of that, as is, Ferris and Saginaw, Wayne State, and the 2 Upper Peninsula schools and some of the schools that I know in your preview you're having on. I think we know what's ahead in 21. We're focused on the product on the field, but as you move past that, it's going to be interesting to see how things shake out.
Matt Mitchell, head football coach at Grand Valley State University, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The pandemic, last time we talked, you mentioned the backload now of players. We had Tony Anisa on last hour from Ferris. He has some 7th-year guys. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the new reality with taking a year off. I give the players a tremendous amount of credit. We had a lot of guys that pretty much kind of put their playing life on hold for a full year to come back and play in the fall of 21. You know, I think one really positive benefit of the whole situation is education. Huge, I have a large number of guys that are enrolled in graduate programs for the fall 21 semester. And, we had unbelievable retention, even though we weren't playing. We never had really kids transfer out. So a lot of my underclassmen are going to be very accelerated with their undergraduate degrees and going to be working on graduate degrees. So, positive of it, like, you're going to see a lot of dudes who have poly football that are going to have master's degrees. And, that's probably at the end of the day, sacrifice a year to continue their education and playing career. It's probably a tough decision in the moment, but they look back on it. And my whole thing is my seniors. I didn't want my seniors to go out without their senior season in 2020. And, I had a couple guys made the decision to move on professionally, couldn't play, and that's tough. I feel bad for them. But by and large, the rest of the guys were able to, finish out their degrees and play. And so really happy about that.
Matt Mitchell joining us, talking some football here on the Huge Show across Michigan. The pandemic on taking away some motivation, I think that might be for younger football players, younger athletes. I know you're a dad, like I'm a dad. You have kids that are a little bit younger than mine. I do worry on my middle school kids, who one is going into freshman year, one into eighth grade year, that pandemic and all the downtime they had and the testing that they didn't want to do. And I know we have to talk about everybody being mentally tough as adults, but sometimes you have to cut kids when they're 13 and 14 some slack. From your football team to your family and your kids playing sports, the motivation, the mental side of the pandemic on young athletes to college athletes, have you seen anything, Matt?
I have. I mean, I think that, specifically for our student athletes, and I'll talk a little bit about youth sports for our student athletes. You know, the kick in the gut of not being able to play, also coupled with the fact, too, Hughes, that there was a lot of social unrest, a lot of really interesting and complex discussions involving race that occurred last March, April, May, June. You know, I think that it was tough, you know, and my goal at that point in time was not about, you know, trying to get a championship-level football team on the field. It was more centered on trying to support our student-athletes, and I think, you know, hopefully with we open Thursday, September 2nd, I think there'll be a lot of excitement, momentum, and hopefully we can try to, you know, get beyond with that with the competition. You know, for youth sports, yeah, that was challenging too. I think probably the biggest thing I'd be concerned about there was the social aspects, a lot of lack of socialization with their peers. And I think that's what's the best thing about team sports. You get off your phone, you get off your iPad, you get off your PlayStation, your Xbox. I think you see a lot of places where social media and other things don't allow you to do that. And so, I just worry about the social development, get back to camp this summer and participation. I think it's super healthy for all of our players, I mean, all of our youth players to be able to be involved in those endeavors. And so I think there's, you know, the mental health thing probably cuts a couple different ways. The younger kids probably socialization, older kids probably has to do with competition and, you know, their craft and just being involved in sport.
Man, it sounded like you're riding Top Thrill Dragster at Cedar Point while you're talking to us.
I'll be completely transparent. I had a couple of alums that invited me out to golf, so I'm trying to not hit balls while they go up. A couple of my guys I played for, it's kind of our last outing, so I apologize. I'm trying to keep it down. But
no, you're fine.
These are good guys, and I'm out here chopping up with some of my guys that I coached, and so. Yeah, we had to move on. I had a force pushing up me, so I had to move on. So sorry about that.
No, when you were taking off in your cart, it sounded like you're out at Bonneville Salt Flats doing about 700 miles an hour.
My bad.
No, you know, it's not a negative.
I already had it said. I'm like, I want to do both, so screw it. I'm doing both.
It's not a negative, my man. It really isn't.
All right.
It sounded cool. All right, so you go hit the ball. We're going to take a break. I want to come back and ask you about Grand Valley and your thoughts on the
Gleeck race. We're getting ready to finish up 9, so I'll park it in here. Okay. We'll have a little bit of a clear channel.
No, we're cool with it. We'll hold on, Matt. We'll get right back to you and we'll get his thoughts on Grand Valley and the Gleeck. Our salute to some of the D2 schools across the state. I love to do it. We'll do it for the D3 schools before the season begins. We'll have more with Matt Mitchell in our next segment. Ryan Brady from Saginaw Valley State, Leonard Haynes from Northwood, Steve Olson from Michigan Tech, and Myron Malocki, who is the president of the XFC MMA. He's a West Michigan resident. They have fighters from all across Michigan, South America, and the world who will be part of XFC MMA Fight Night 45 tomorrow night at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids. Now, tickets are available at the Deltaplex box office, deltaplex.com. All law enforcement in Michigan and all active duty military, you will get in free tomorrow night for XFC MMA Fight Night 45 at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids. And tonight they have the weigh-in at 6:30 p.m., and that is open to the public. Free admission at the Deltaplex Arena for the weigh-in. With the fighters and all the pomp and circumstance and pageantry of XFC Fight Night 45. Some of the best MMA fighters in the world are in West Michigan at this hour. The weigh-in tonight is free, and we'll talk to Myron from the Deltaplex coming up in about an hour and 20 minutes. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
He Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now, we all know it's the final week of the games in Tokyo, so that means it's your last shot for a spot on the podium with DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So right now, all new users are getting 100-to-1 odds on the United States medaling at least once this year. And if you haven't tried the DraftKings Sportsbook app, this is the time. Place any pre-event wager of $1 to be eligible to cash $100 in free credits if America wins any medal this year. Just download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code HUGE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits if America wins a medal. That's code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up. This is for a limited time only. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We're inside the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studios. They are a Michigan-based company. Go to myautovaluestore.com for the one close to you. Let's go continue our conversation with Matt Mitchell, head football coach at Grand Valley State University, D2 National Power. He joins us on the Meijer guest line. And Matt, looking at this Grand Valley team this year and looking at the GLIAC, how would you handicap the league?
Speaking for Grand Valley, obviously made some changes after the 2019 season, so completely new offensive staff, 4 new coaches on offense, and you'll have a new quarterback. That being said, huge, we had an entire year to practice, so I think we have a pretty good inventory of what our team's going to look like. We've always been extremely stout on defense. Our defensive staff's been in place, got a lot of returning starters on defense, including some of the defensive linemen of the year in the GLIAC. So I think we're looking to see offensively. I think we're excited about the future. Got to get out there and do it. In regards to the league, obviously Ferris State has done a really good job in regards to being nationally competitive year in, year out. We understand that that game on October 16th will be a very high-profile game, but we're not looking too far ahead. The league is always tough, and we've coupled that with some really good non-conference games. The second game of the season, we have Colorado State Pueblo coming in, who won a national championship a few years ago. That's going to be a really marquee matchup nationally to kind of set the tone for the Division II schedule. So, you know, you get everybody's best all the time. We have to play Michigan Tech twice because of the way the league did the schedule with the lack of teams. And then we play Northern at Northern. So we're making two Upper Peninsula trips, which hasn't really ever happened before. Wayne State's always good. Saginaw Valley State is always super competitive. Last time, Northwood's going to be playing in the GLIAC, so there's probably some extra motivation for that game, too. So been around the block enough to know that, you know, all 11 games are going to be a challenge, and I can control what I control and worried about our team. But we do know that Ferris and Saginaw, Wayne, those are good teams here in Michigan.
Could the GLIAC merge with another conference? I know we talked about the realignment earlier at the D1 level. And you mentioned like Northwood, their final year in the GLIAC, and we'll talk to Coach Haynes later from Midland. Do you see a possible merger with some other high-profile D2 football/basketball athletic schools?
Well, I think that's kind of the challenge, is that a lot of the schools that were in our conference from Ohio broke off. And when they broke off, they formed their own league. And so there's some of that they really don't want anything to do with some of the GLIAC teams. We are in a unique position because we're somewhat landlocked. You know, the schools from Ohio really don't want to have anything to do with us anymore. When you take a look at the Indiana and Illinois schools, we've tried to form some conference affiliations or mega conferences. They're not really excited about that. And then, you know, it's tough. But where else, you know, really go? If the Ohio schools, the Illinois, Indiana schools don't want anything to do with you, it becomes difficult to try to add more teams to your conference. So I think probably the better route would be to look at some of the strong NAI institutions that we have in the state. Davenport here in Grand Rapids has successfully made the transition from NAI to Division II. There's certainly other institutions in the state that play NAI that, if they make the switch, might be able to strengthen our conference. So I wish there was a solution out of state, but we've tried that, and teams have left to go to those other regions, including teams in Michigan with Hillsdale and Northwood. They've left the GLIAC to go down to Ohio. So it's really hard to pull some of those teams back.
Name, image, and likeness, which we discussed at the D1 level earlier, I think at the D2 level, that could be something where the guys, there may be local businesses, boosters connected to a company, where there might be an opportunity to get some cash or freebies, but not at that D1 level.
Don't disagree with your statement. We have a firm getting close to, as an athletic department, signing a contract with a firm that is going to work to, you know, promote and just educate our student athletes here at Grand Valley State. You know, this is relatively new for me, this new legislation, both from the state and also nationally with the NCAA. And so I think we're working to try to navigate through some of that. Some of our players have had some contact. You know, I'm not allowed with kind of some of the rules that are going on to facilitate that. I can't work as their agent, but I know some guys have had some contact. Again, we're not talking huge deals, but, you know, something that could potentially happen in Grand Rapids. I would say I saw a study or something came out the other day that, you know, you hear about the big deals that the Alabama quarterback has and stuff like that, but, you know, the average NIL contract that's being signed is around $900 right now. You know, if a Grand Valley player was able to, you know, get a little cash in his pocket because of the NIL, that would be awesome. I've also told my team the best path towards that happening, our team has to be very successful in this market, and you individually have to be very successful. If you're an All-American on a team that is highly successful, it's going to garner more. So instead of maybe focusing on those things, why don't you just focus on being the best you could be on the field? Typically, good things will happen if people approach you if that happens.
Amen. I totally agree with that, that you could be motivation for a team to do great things. Think about Kurt Ames and David Kirkus back in the day, if there was the NIL, how they could have owned West Michigan or the state of Michigan in terms of NIL money.
Oh, 100%. There's no doubt about it. You know, we had, think about Marty Carter, who led the league in rushing, who led the nation in rushing, and Bart Williams, who led all of our you know, all-time passing leader. I think there could have been some opportunities. And so we didn't play in 2020, so I just try to tell my team, like, really focus on 2021, and I think we'll have some marquee games. You know, I'm really excited about, for Michigan State fans, we've got one of their former receivers, Hunter Risen. who is the son of Andre Rison, is here, and he's done a great job. He's an unbelievable person, and I'm really excited about him potentially having a breakout year, and he's got maybe some name recognition with that. So we'll see what happens. I'm not trying to single him out, but just give you maybe a case example. Something can happen. Tougher for our guys without a year off. There's not as much. So let's go out and make a lot of plays in 21, and things will open up.
That was going to be my final question to you in regards to the transfer portal. I know we talked about it in our last conversation and the advantages and maybe some disadvantages, or kids thinking the grass is greener on the upper side of college football. How is that transfer portal working for D2 in Grand Valley State?
We're always looking. It's an online database that I'll be honest with you, that member of my staff that looks online, depending on the period of year, sometimes it's daily, and we get an updated report. I don't know that we're just, throwing our line out and going fishing for anything. Typically, when we look on the portal, we're looking for maybe former players that we recruited out of high school that didn't come to us and are maybe leaving. As an example, really highly touted recruit Logan Murray from Flint Powers Catholic went to Michigan State. Things didn't work out, so he's transferring to our place. So you look for some type of an association or maybe a positional need. We aren't the crew here at Grand Valley because we do feel good about our current team, where as soon as somebody jumps in the portal, we're just, DMing everybody, just trying to go fishing, see if we can catch something in the ocean. But it allows you to, be targeted, and that's usually how you find out if guys are not happy at an institution. They'll throw themselves, their names in the portal, and then it gets out there. And so, Grand Valley's always had a tradition huge of transfers. I think the difference is, Kids previously, like 10 years ago, were leaving institutions. They had four or five that they were looking at going to, and they contacted them. Now with the portal, it is like putting your name in the want ads. Anybody and everybody across the nation has contacted them. And so you hear a lot of stories of a tremendous amount of volume of contact, and those guys that go in the portal, that's part of it. They've kind of wade through that. And the same thing for us as coaches. There's a lot of names in there, and you just have to be targeted with your focus on who you want to try to pursue.
On the other side of the transfer portal, how many of your better athletes say, hey, I want to go into the portal and see if a D1 school will pick me up? How has that worked out?
We have not had that yet. I'm not going to be so arrogant to think that may not happen at some point in time, huge, but we have not happened. And I think part of that is our culture. The relationships, coaches, players, student athletes, it hasn't happened. It may happen at some point in time, but it hasn't happened here. I always tell recruits, I think you can get a really good indication about the health of a program, the current health of a program based on the number of student-athletes that are entering the portal. And even when you look in the Big Ten, when you take a look at some of the institutions, Northwestern and Wisconsin come to mind, you just don't see a lot of kids bouncing. I do encourage recruits in the recruiting process to do their due diligence. If a school's got a ton of kids going in the portal, that usually means something's going on. So proud to say at this point in time it hasn't happened, but I'm a realist too. There may come a point in time where we have an all-conference, all-American player that wants to pursue things at a higher level. And if that happens, good for him. He's taking advantage of his opportunities here, and he wants to do that, great. And I think we all understand that there's rosters have a little bit more movement than they had even 10 years ago. We all have to be prepared as coaches and athletes to work through those situations.
Well said, Matt. I hope you hit the golf ball straight on the final six or seven holes out there in the beautiful meadows at Grand Valley State University. Matt Mitchell heads up their football program in the GLIAC, D2 National Power, joining us on the Meyer guest line. My best to you and your family, my friend.
I appreciate this, and I appreciate your patience. And last round of the year, so I got no choice but to have some fun, right?
Have some fun. You deserve it, Matt. And also, I'll have to have Superfly send you the sound of you going down the fairway while trying to talk, reminiscent of the Apollo moon landing or Top Thrill dragster audio at Cedar Point.
Well, my fault. I apologize to
you. You know what? Apologize. I love it.
On both ends, and so
I love
appreciate
it.
Your patience. Hopefully, the back half of this was cleaner because
It was all good.
It
was all good, Matt. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
All right, Superfly. I don't think people can understand when I'm just being sarcastic. He's not mad, is he? Don't send him the audio because he's going to think we're rubbing it in. Like, you know what you? What were you doing? Did you hear it, Superfly? Oh, it was great. It was entertaining. There was no negative to it at all. Nothing. If you want to join in, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. If you are in West Michigan, if you're going to be in Grand Rapids tonight, 6:30 p.m., the weigh-in for XFC MMA Fight Night 45 tomorrow night at the Deltaplex Arena in Grand Rapids. That weigh-in is free to the public, 6:30 p.m. tonight at the Deltaplex. XFC MMA Fight Night 45 is tomorrow night at the Deltaplex Arena. All law enforcement who show ID at the door will get in free. All active duty military across Michigan who show ID. You don't have to be in the military in Michigan. You could be home on leave or just seeing friends. Just show your ID. It's Myron Malachi and the XFC MMA saying thank you to the great men and women who serve and protect our streets all across Michigan and law enforcement and those in the military. We'll talk to Myron Malachi. Myron Malachi? Hey, are you Myron Malachi? Myron Malachi. That's a mouthful. He's president of the XFC. He'll join us coming up in about 70 minutes. To all the callers online, Michigan will hear you next.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
As summer heats up, so does the sports betting action at BetMGM. Sign up now using bonus code SHEPBET and your first wager is totally risk-free, up to $600. Place your bets on all exciting showdowns in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and more sports from around the globe. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on big games. From breathtaking goals to colossal home runs, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. With BetMGM, you're just a few taps away from turning game time into showtime. It's a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their Unlimited Wash Club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an Unlimited Wash Club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their Unlimited Wash Club Pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the Huge Radio Network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the Unlimited Wash Club Pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the Huge Radio Network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay-and-play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay-and-play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Huge.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is producing. It's a Thursday broadcast presented by Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Carter, one of America's top accounting and business firms. They're based in downtown Grand Rapids, service all of Michigan and coast to coast. They can help you with software, real-time traction of your business revenue flow, and more. Taxes, PPP loans, you name it, they do everything. Go to beancarter.com to find out more. That is BEENEGARTER.com. And Tom Rosenbach will be back presenting our huge football picks for the NFL season, which, by the way, kicks off tonight. Cowboys and the Steelers. Hall of Fame weekend. Calvin Johnson going into the Hall of Fame, and the Lions haven't worked that out with him. As I said with Anthony Bellino on X's and Bros earlier this morning, that show is heard on the Michigan Sports Network on some of these stations. With all the good, with everything positive with the Lions, the only negative is, how did you not mend the fence, rebuild the bridge with Calvin? It's obvious by his comments or something lingering there with Rod Wood, who I applaud Sheila Ford Hamp. You have seen nothing from Rod Wood. Only football people front and center for the Lions and the ownership when warranted. It's the perfect combination, the right path for the Lions in the NFL. But how do you not give him back his money, whatever you need to do with that bonus buffoonery? And you would have mended that fence. So on this Hall of Fame weekend, Calvin would be talking about what the Lions did to break bread. And we came together, and now I'm here for the Lions, and I love what they're doing, and I see what the future is. Instead, there's still the animosity with the greatest athletic specimen ever at the wide receiver position. Not the best wide receiver ever. And for all of you that love Matt Stafford, what would his career have been like if he didn't have Calvin? I just ask you. I really do. I remember when Calvin decided to walk away early, how many people were telling me that Stafford didn't need Calvin Johnson. That was the break in my back and forth with Stafford fans, when you were that stupid, moronic to say that Matt Stafford didn't need Calvin Johnson, that the Lions didn't need him. That's the same mindset that Rod Wood had, or whoever decided to knock on his door or his agent's door and say, we want money back. It's the same moronic avenue that drove Barry Sanders away from the franchise. Two of the greatest of all time. But you know what? We can't live looking in the rearview mirror. So they made peace with Barry, and he's there on Twitter, Facebook appearances supporting the Lions. And how do you not have something set up with Calvin Johnson that you would have announced this weekend, that Calvin would be doing all these interviews about his induction into the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, that he had repaired his relationship with the Lions, and that you picked a game, national TV, halftime before the game, he is honored. And you retire the jersey, or you celebrate with his Hall of Fame bust. maybe a replica right there at Ford Field. It's common sense. And that's the common sense that still concerns me. Yeah, I love Dan Campbell. I love Holmes. I love what Spillman has done. But they don't own the team. When you still have somebody inside the Lions organization that won't make peace with Calvin Johnson, the same organization that drove out Barry Sanders with the same family still owning it, not the same people. And I like what Sheila Ford Hamp has done. Fix it with Calvin right now. Make a call. Get it done. End the story and celebrate CJ this season. 24/7, the podcast are free at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.